You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin from the Civic Media Radio Network, you are listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Filling in for Pat today, we have for you Mr. Chad Holmes.
I want the sound effect of applause.
Oh,
there you go. thank you. For my Johnny Carson bows here. Ed, Doc, Tommy, hey. Great to see you all. No. Hey, good morning, everybody. My dream of becoming a late night host right there. It's like, man, oh, man. The time is 7:06 here on this Friday morning. It is Friday, May the 9th of 2025. I am not Pat Kreitlow, Pat, heading off to Portugal for a vacation. I think he has some sort of, I think there is a reason behind him going to Portugal. Yeah. I'm sure you'll find out when he comes back, but great to be with you here this morning. Coming up in this hour, conversation with the editor of the Wausau Pilot and Review, wausaupilotandreview.com, Shireen Seewert. She wrote a very interesting editorial earlier this week talking about the comment section. Mm-hmm. And getting a little out there and making, you know, frankly, it upset her. And she'd had this previously as well. I'm not sure if you heard about this, Greg, a number of months back. She actually stepped away for a couple of days because of the venom that was out there, and just needed to refresh for a few moments because it's a very small operation. She's got her hands on everything involved in it.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where she just needed to step away for a couple of days.
Pat had mentioned that as well. And I, you know, you think to yourself, oh, well, of course everyone needs a break and but when when you have to do it for mental health, just to get yourself straight and narrow and good to go. I mean, that's her business. And if she wants to shut those, I'm going to say it right now, if she wants to shut down those comment sections because it's not adding anything to the conversation, then you do what you need to do.
And that's what she does not want to do, actually. But I think she's writing about this issue in order for people to maybe think a little bit. So we'll talk about that with Shireen Seewert coming up at about 7:35 this morning on the program. I got a few comments. I got to say, and I know I'm tuned in as well in the morning, and we have our local segments here from Wausau, but this Tony knows how to really, you know, butter us up. Tony says, Pat, did you already have your vacation? You look 20 years younger. Holy cow. You know how to make a day start off really, really nicely there, Tony. Thank you very much. also want to mention Rob from Tigerton. Talking about love thy neighbor as thyself. And love thy neighbor as thyself. I do mowing and snow plowing for St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigerton. I'm not Catholic, but the people there are always good to me. And yes, I mean, obviously, I think a lot of the folks, when we were talking about maybe some of those on the far right, maybe not following in the footsteps of Jesus, boy, there are just as many, if not more and more and more, that do live the word and actually do treat their neighbor as they do themselves. So very good from Rob as well. Rob also says, good morning from Tigerton. Sunny and 31 degrees. Yeah, chilly start. Beautiful start, but still a bit of a chilly start. He says, good thing I didn't shut my furnace off. I moved 4 yards in Tigerton yesterday. I should say I mowed 4 yards. I'm thinking football, moving the line of scrimmage. I mowed 4 yards in Tigerton yesterday, and my mowing jobs will be in rural areas of the Tigerton area. So, yeah, it's that time of year. Those mowing jobs really start up here in the springtime in the month of May. And favorite Tommy Rowe song, Rob says, Sweet Pea. Yeah. But now it's no Sheila.
It's no Sheila.
It's not Sheila. So,
but you know who, absolutely. Do you know who Sheila can't hold a candle to?
Who?
Brittany Merlot, 3-time award winner, who is joining us by phone right now with the weather. Apparently there's some computer problem. Brittany, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Good to talk to you, Brittany. It's been too long.
I know. I miss you so much. I'm so sorry. My computer apparently went on vacation with Pat, apparently.
I hear, and again, I'm going to add another layer to the congratulations, but I hear you had a good Saturday night last week.
Oh my gosh, I sure did. I am still shocked. I can't even believe it. I'm just so thankful, so grateful. Yeah, 5 awards, 3 as placing first. I can't even believe it.
No, but I believe it.
That aired on WXCO and WISS. You can find all of these award-winning stories on the Civic Media app all the time. Our news team just rocks, to be honest with you. Everybody does, yeah. But, you know, ours is special.
Your multiple hats come to pay off. The weather hat, the news hat, the social media hat. And again, congratulations. Well, well deserved. And I mean,
thank
must have been
you.
Just a thrill. And, you know, and I have to say, I mean, I wasn't there this year, but I've been there previously. It is a rush when they do announce your name, isn't it?
It was one after another, it felt like, too. It just kept happening, and the rush never stopped. And then, it left me in shock and amazed the entire night.
I don't think it's been a coincidence. The weather has been outstanding since then. I mean, this week we finally had a perfect spring weekend. A lot of sunshine. Temperatures finally have warmed up to where they should be this time of year, even probably a little bit warmer. Man, it's been a great week, and it looks like going into the weekend. So often we'll have the great week, and then it'll turn around and get wet on the weekend. It's not going to be that way, is it?
No, not at all. Even though we do have a cold front moving through the state late tonight and through early tomorrow morning, it doesn't look to spark up much rainfall. Honestly, the best chances for some rain will be later on this afternoon, far northwest in the state, and then possibly into the evening and late night as it kind of works its way towards central and western parts of the state. But afterwards, it fizzles out in the overnight and in the morning as that front works down south. So really, you shouldn't see any rainfall at all. And if you do get any rainfall, it's going to be very minimal, very brief, probably only bringing around a tenth of an inch of rainfall. Now, I know some of us want the rainfall, especially in the Northwoods, because a very high fire danger is still in place, and it's going to be that way until we get some significant rain. And I don't really see any significant rain until next weekend. So we're going to have definitely that high fire danger in place for quite a while. So no debris burning. If you're cleaning up your yards this weekend, stay away from that. Probably don't have bonfires either. If you are going to have one, make it really, really small and go back multiple times and make sure that those embers are out. Otherwise, it's Mother's Day weekend. Don't forget, it's a hard job for those moms out there. And of course, the weather is just going to be absolutely beautiful. I mean, it is cold right now. We do have a frost advisory for another 45 minutes. Temperatures are below freezing in Wautoma at 27 degrees. Fond du Lac, it's 30. Madison, you're even at 32 as well. So frosty out there. Sensitive plants were at risk, but this is all going to change as we go through the weekend. The warmer weather is moving in today. It's going to be sunny, mid to upper 70s. And we're also looking at, of course, the warmth hanging on. Now it's going to be mid 60s up north tomorrow because that cold front has passed through, maybe a little bit of rain. And then low 70s down south tomorrow. But Sunday on Mother's Day, everybody's going to be in the 70s to nearly 80 degrees. And we get even warmer on Monday, and even some mugginess starts to seep in next week before we see the rainfall towards the end of the week.
Mm. Well, let's hope, and as you said, let's hope that when the rain does come, it's not in the form of thunderstorms, because obviously the dry conditions, if you have some thunderstorms, that could be some issues. So a nice little drencher the next time it does rain, right?
Yes, we want some widespread all day kind of rain. I think that would be the best because, like you said, lightning in those storms that strikes a tree, there's your wildfire.
And I guess finally, Brittany, and again, before we wrap it up, Rob says, and I think we will second and third it, Brittany is the best news anchor, reporter, and meteorologist around the world.
Rob, thank you.
But finally, I haven't had a chance to ask you recently because, you know, you always were on with me in the morning, but you always are someone who takes advantage when you have an opportunity to get out there and enjoy what Wisconsin has to offer outdoors. Any plans for this, what looks to be a pretty good weekend?
Absolutely. So I'm going to be traveling all the way down to Illinois to see my lovely mother. But along the way, I'm going to be stopping at multiple state parks, adventuring, both on the way down, both on the way back up. And here's the thing. I have really bad seasonal allergies. I am still out there. I don't care. I'm not going to let it knock me down.
That does not surprise me one
allergy
bit.
Air, Brittany don't care.
Just don't mind the snot dripping from my nose, right?
Hey, safe travels. Enjoy mom, enjoy the weekend, and thanks for the information as always.
Thank you so much, you too.
That's our Civic Media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, award-winning meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us, and she'll be back with us a little bit later on in the program as well. Real fast here, again, want to remind people that today it's not just Friday, but it is a chance to win. It is a free ticket Friday. We know it's now truly spring and summer because every Friday throughout the warm weather months, Civic Media is going to give you a chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. And, of course, you can tune in on a number of our Civic Media stations to hear the Brew Crew. They are in Florida starting a weekend series tonight with the Tampa Bay Rays at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Is the dome down in St. Pete got ripped apart during the hurricane last fall. But you want to know this week, Friday, tonight, they're on the road. But next Friday, they're home at American Family Field taking on the Minnesota Twins. And we are going to want to send you there. And it's real simple. All you have to do, again, is bring up the Civic Media app and open it up, whatever station you're listening to, and then hit the text button. And all you have to do is put in three letters, R-U-N, run.
Yeah.
You don't have to put in a sentence. You have to say, please make me win. Real simple. Three words, three letters, one word, run. And during every show, you have an opportunity to send it in and be able to win. And as Greg said, and I've had a chance to be in these seats as well at American Family Field, they are fantastic seats. I mean, you want to have fun at the old ballpark, these are the seats to have.
Yeah.
So, again, do it right now. You have during the entire show, real simple. Just open up the app and then run. And of course, with the game being next Friday, they'll be drawing the winner pretty quickly, and they'll be getting in contact with you. And of course, you're going to win if you do it. If you send it in right now, I'm talking to you out there, you will win and be at the game next Friday night, the Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Greg, I know that you, I haven't heard you talk about the Brewers as much. I remember you talked about the Brewers all the time back when you were first coming on the airwaves. I haven't heard you talk as much about the Crew. Are you still following them as closely?
Oh, yeah. I just life is so busy. I haven't even made it to a game yet, and I'm really like bummed about that. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be able to. But, very much following the Crew, following the games. And a little nervous right now. We, as far as yesterday went, we talked to Paul Noonan, and even though it was a three-way tie between I believe it was the Cardinals, the Cardinals, us, and I can't remember the other team right now, but we were in fourth place still, and that's our worst seating in the tables in a long time. And there's a lot happening right now. It feels like there's energy, but it's not being directed in the right places. Our pitching, William Contreras is playing with a broken finger, which I don't know why he's doing that, but that's a whole other television show we can start. But yeah, no, I'm following them. I'm still talking about them. So
that's what we like to hear. So again, text run and you can win those Brewer tickets. We're gonna take a quick time out and then be right back. It is Friday morning. Glad you could be with us. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Chad Holmes.
sitting in today for Pat. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to WASA Pilot and Review Editor Shireen Seward. Coming up in the second, in the final hour of the program, we'll have Mike Clemens, our Civic Media Sports Reporter, coming up at about 8:34 as well. Real quickly, Greg, I know that Matinee on Air, again, new time from 9 to 11. Anything special going on today?
Oh, it's a packed show. We're going to be covering all, we got, as we said earlier in the last hour, we're going to have William Hsu, who is a ginseng farmer, joining us at 9:30 to talk about the how the tariffs are going to affect him, as well as other farmers and other, you know, business owners here in Wisconsin. And focus on the, you know, one of the things we've been pushing is this story that happened when America lost its soybean, Wisconsin lost its soybean like dominance because of tariffs, and that went to Brazil and it never came back. And we're going to talk about how tariffs have a lasting and permanent effect on our small business owners as well as our farmers here in Wisconsin. Then Dan Schaefer in the second hour joins us to recombobulate. He is the political editor of Civic Media. He's also the creator and founder of the Recombobulation Area, the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. And he'll be joining us at 10 o'clock to talk about all the news, breaking down statewide news, as well as joining us for what we call Audio Sorbet, where we take a little break and enjoy a moment to kick back, relax and refresh. So a lot happening today on the show starting at 9 a.m.
Like hearing that, William Hsu from the WASA area. So we always like it when we have our WASA area guests. And again, I am Chad Holmes from our 98.9 WXCO studios in downtown WASA. And we're going to kind of do some quick hits here on some of the action going on around the country. And you mentioned to me during our secret show. talking about a clip that you saw with Senator Chris Murphy and again, we talked in the first hour again about the idea that we're not putting in really, I think, the best and the brightest in some rather important jobs. Mm-hmm. And Kristi Noem, the former governor of, was it South Dakota? Right, South Dakota, not North Dakota. Dakotas always. He brought into the North Dakota governor Doug Burgum as well for something. Yeah. But Kristi Noem and Chris Murphy really hit him hard. Hit her hard, I should say, in terms of just being real. And I think that is what a lot of folks really want from the Democrats. Again, when they have an opportunity, ask the hard questions. Make them basically explain what they're doing here. Because Kristi Noem has been doing a lot of photo ops in her role as Homeland Security Secretary. Yeah. And you mentioned, I said, yeah, I mean, that was cool stuff, wasn't it?
I mean, there. Those photo ops that she's taking are just, to me, a person who is telling the world that I enjoy cruel and unusual punishment. Letting influencers go in there and take selfies and all these different things. And meanwhile, you know, it's the media loves it. It's a story. It's what it is. But meanwhile, Senator Chris Murphy. I mean, and it's not even, you know, I've seen clips and I want to try to find the audio if I can, but I see clips and they're saying, oh, he, you know, decimates her and he destroys her. No, he actually is just asking very simple questions. You are not running your department well. You are running out of money. You are ignoring certain directives. You are unconstitutionally acting in a way that does not uphold the Constitution and what you're supposed to be doing in your job.
You're exactly right. And again, you're right. The cruelty is the point. I mean, normally in a normal political system, her little issue in her book talking about killing the dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Career.
And yet she gets rewarded for this. And the only person that would reward, and I would say if it was Ted Cruz, if it was Marco Rubio, if it was any other Republican, they would not be rewarding Kristi Noem for this, only Donald Trump. So mm-hmm. There is a difference even between, I would call, the bad far-right conservatives and the Donald Trump of the world. So yeah. You're exactly right. Tony said, did you see Ron Johnson says the current form of the budget was doomed to fail because it doesn't cut enough? Mm. Ron Johnson.
Oh, no.
Ron Johnson is not, as he gets older, mellowing in any way. He's getting crazier and crazier and crazier, more MAGA, more far right. And Ron, I know he back in the day, years ago, when I had a show, Ron would come on once in a while.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, he doesn't like having questions that aren't scripted by him or his staff asked. The man needs to ask, be asked a few questions like, hey, you know, talk about specifically what these cuts are going to do. Mm-hmm. I want to hear, which cuts do you want more of?
Yeah.
How are those going to affect, again, the most vulnerable people in our society? All in order to give people like him a tax cut. Ron Johnson really annoys me.
I can tell. And honestly, like Chad, when he went on some, I can't remember what show it was, and he was starting to talk about 9/11. He's talking about 9/11 and getting to the bottom of it. And will there be hearings? Yes, I think. No, there were hearings 20 years ago, and they wrote a book about it. So it's just all in the sense of, like, what can I do to not work? And he, like, when he was on your show, I'm sure when he was on your show, that was back in his first term when he was kind of a quiet backbencher.
Yeah, right.
Really
right.
Wasn't making a name for himself. Generally sitting back and not ruffling anyone's feathers, let alone right or left. But now the man cannot stop talking, and he talks about nothing.
Tony adds he also wants a tax cut for donors, not just himself. Exactly right on that.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Just make the rich richer. That's all he cares about. Fine.
And a final note on Ron Johnson. If he was any kind of senator, number one, he would have been a slam dunk choice to be vice president last time around, being from the state of Wisconsin. And number two, they don't want him anywhere near leadership. They know he's like the crazy uncle you put up in the cellar.
Yeah.
I mean, the Republican Party, they like his vote, but he's the crazy uncle they really don't want in front of microphones. So our Ron Johnson update here for this morning. Hey, coming up, we will talk to Wassa Pilot and Review editor Shereen Seward. You're on Civic Media Morning.
And good morning once again, everyone. I am Chad Holmes, sitting in for Pat Kreitlow today on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat off to Portugal. I don't know if he's off there yet or what, but he'll be back in just over a week's time. And very happy to be sitting in today, along with Greg Bach as well. And from our Wassa studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wassa, I'm very happy to be sitting across from the editor, the founder of WassaPilotAndReview.com, Shereen Seward. And Shereen, thanks for coming on in.
Thank you for having me.
I brought you in because earlier this week, and obviously I think I, like many other folks here in central Wisconsin, keep up to date on a lot of things through your website. I think really the one of the only I still call it print media. It's print in a different way, but we're not,
still a newspaper.
There you go. Still, yes, a newspaper. Yes. And this week you took off the news hat and you put on the editorial hat. You put out an editorial and the title was, we need to talk about, what was the title here? Why we need to talk about online comments. And a very interesting and I think a very prescient editorial. Before we came on the air, I'd asked you if it had to do, because one of the big issues right now here in Wassa is Mayor Doug Dinney and the Dropbox and the Ethics Committee. And I said, well, does it have to do with that? He said, no. Let me ask you, what brought this about?
I just have to say that our Facebook page generates thousands of comments a day. And we're a very small organization. So it's difficult to police that, if you will. It would be a full-time job for somebody to constantly read every single comment. But I do dive in when I have time and I take a look, and I do have moderators who help to boot out some of the really hateful comments. But I had to turn comments off on a couple of stories in the last week or so. And it really got me thinking about how toxic the environment on our social media page had become. One was a story about a group of protesters, May Day protesters in Wausau. We turned off comments after some death threats appeared on those comments. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. You can have an opinion about whether or not it's okay to protest, whether or not those protesters have a point or not, but to threaten them is not okay, and it's certainly not okay to do that on my Facebook page. And it's really upsetting. The other story was actually an opinion piece, a letter to the editor from a local Republican, and it was a very sharply worded letter. Many people took exception to it, and that's okay too. But when somebody starts wishing him dead on that page, no, it's time for comments to stop. And then I was really looking through and I thought, wow, I can't believe how we're talking to our neighbors, our community members. And every time I decide to turn off comments, I'm criticized and accused of censorship.
Right.
So I really thought it was time to take a moment to talk about what censorship really is, what our responsibility is as a news organization, and what it is not. And free speech is, of course, it's the cornerstone of democracy. Mm-hmm. We know that. But free speech, you know, the Constitution protects you from censorship by the government, but private businesses and news organizations have every right to limit the public comment that is on their business page. So imagine, if you will, let's say you owned a body shop, right? Joe's Body Shop. Mm-hmm. And you've got a Facebook page, and everything that you post, somebody is making political hay out of it. Or they're telling you, you know what, you stink, you have the worst body shop in the country. Nobody should, I mean, would you allow that on your business Facebook page? I'm certain you would not.
I'm guessing my edit button would be working overtime.
right. So, and it's very similar. So, but we also are very careful to let people know that all opinions are welcome, and that's why we allow letters to the editor. Mm-hmm. There's no local newspaper in the area that allows letters to the editor anymore. Except for us, we're it. So we accept them as long as they are signed. You know, if it's a real person, and we make sure it's a real person, mm-hmm. and they give their city of residence, they can share their opinion publicly that way. And that's okay. And we really encourage people to do that. But it is not okay to attack people over everything. I mean, even a story about Easter turned into some political battle that was just disgusting.
Well, let me ask you, and again, we're talking to Shireen Siebert, the editor of the Wausau Pilot and Review here in Wausau on Civic Media. You are running an operation that is trying to be what journalism is. It's not a left-wing rag or a right-wing rag, but trying to be somebody that reports what is happening in our community and giving viewpoints from folks in our community. It seems as though, and it's not just with you, but I think with other media that tries to be, I think, down the center of the road, boy, you can't please anybody these days, it feels like. I feel like it's a lot easier to maybe have a point of view because, boy, when you don't, you get it from both sides, don't you?
Oh, we sure do. I mean, people on the right think that I'm way to the left, and people on the left think that I'm way to the right, that I don't cover enough of the issues that matter to them, and I understand that, but we absolutely do our best to talk about what's happening. And one thing that we get accused of, and have been recently more frequently, I've noticed, is fear-mongering. Okay, we hear this a lot, and I posted something kind of funny on Facebook about a month ago about, you know, nobody can use fear-mongering today, otherwise you have to sit in the corner for an hour. And then I also wrote an editorial about why we cover things before they happen. So we talk about, hey, Congress is talking about this possible change. Mm-hmm. This is how it could affect you. Your local, you know, city council is talking about making this change. Here's what the impact would be on the average human being. And we do that, and we give we give people's real people's perspective about how they would feel about it. Mm-hmm. That's not fear-mongering. That's letting you know ahead of time so that you have time to weigh in with lawmakers. You have time to make those calls. You have time to go to the meetings, to send an email to your lawmakers and share your opinion about it, understanding what the consequences would be if it passed. So it's not enough to cover things only after they happen. We have a responsibility to cover them before they happen and before the final decisions are made. And I really feel strongly about that.
That word responsibility. And I think in talking to you about, you know, we're talking about, you know, what you can print and what you can't print. There's a responsibility in terms of making sure that there's nothing libelous or anything along those lines. But also, I think this whole picture, again, about the online comments goes back to there is a responsibility for the folks out there as well. Within our system of government, we have responsibility to be informed and to in terms of when we go to the polls, to be informed about the policies. And so there's responsibility for those of us, maybe in front of a microphone or somebody like yourself as well, who puts out news material and opinion material as well. But there's also responsibility, and I think you're saying with these comments, there's a responsibility for those folks as well.
Sure. And in the editorial I wrote, I really encouraged people to contact me if they see something that's really offensive. Mm-hmm. Because, as I said, with thousands of comments, there's no way I can see what's going on all the time. I wouldn't have any time to report the news, right? So I want people to be part of that solution. Right. I want them to let me know. Tell me, what story is it? What comment is it? And if we agree and it crosses a line, we'll remove it. If it crosses a serious line, we'll ban the commenter. And we will do that because I think it just, it creates such a terrible experience for most people. Most people are good people. They want to mm-hmm. be good. They just want to read the story. They want to share their thoughts about something without being attacked and bullied by other people in the community. So we're asking people to help us monitor those comments. You email me, let me know, give me a screenshot. We'll take care. We'll take it from there. But just know that, you know, we're doing our best so that we don't have to turn off comments altogether. I don't want to get to that point.
Well, that's one aspect that can be done to try to make it better. Obviously, you've probably thought a lot about this. Is there anything else that you've thought about that could help it? Because as I said to you earlier, it's almost like a game of whack-a-mole. You're trying to, you know, you see one issue, you whack at it. You see another issue, you whack at it, but then something else pops up. In terms of trying to make those spaces more responsible. Any ideas on that?
I don't know. We've talked about having comments right on our website, and we did that in the beginning. But and in that realm, people have to register. You know, they're real people. But that too also devolved into a really icky situation as mm-hmm. well. There are some programs that can help you monitor those things. And on social media, you can set some filters. You can set certain words like cuss words and things that would filter those out and would automatically prevent a post with that word in it from being published. But the bullying and hate is so widespread that I can't possibly come up with all of the words, right? So I don't know what the solution is, but we're going to try, and we're just going to have to keep trying to remind people to be mindful of how they're being perceived. I mean, is your mother reading this? Are your children reading this?
Doesn't it go back to a basic tenet is if you wouldn't say it.
If you wouldn't say it to your mom, don't say it online.
Or even just sitting across from the person here across this table. Would you say that to this person? It's always so easy where there's that anonymity when you're in front of a keyboard, isn't
it? Oh,
there?
Sure. I mean, nobody says things like that to me, to my face. Right? But and I have thick skin. You have to have thick skin as a journalist, for sure. I'm more troubled by the way people treat each other.
Sure.
I mean, you can tell me you think I stink and and my reporting's terrible or whatever. That's fine if you think that. But don't attack one another. It is really hard to see.
Absolutely. And I would encourage everybody, even outside of the Wausau area, other folks listening around the state, check out WausauPilotAndReview.com and read Shireen's editorial, Why We Need to Talk About Online Comments. Shireen, thank you for coming on over.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
And again, that was Shireen Seawert, and as I had a chance to talk to her yesterday, recorded that conversation. And, you know, I really admire the effort to try to add a little civility in what's been a very uncivil time. Yeah. And it's real easy for me to, you know, to blame the guy at the top. But there is something where I think leadership matters. And when you have a president of the United States who uses his elbows the way that Donald Trump does, it does trickle down. And all of a sudden, we see just a lot of things said that I don't think we would see said previously. So, and I have to admit, there are times that, you know, maybe that I've fallen into that trap as well. And I think we all do. But I think the effort to try to be a little bit better is something that we all should strive for, especially those of us in front of a microphone as well. But thanks again to Shireen for joining us. We're going to be right back with Greg Bach. I'm Chad Holmes. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It's Morning with Pat Kreitlow. I am Chad Holmes, sitting in for the vacationing Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Greg Bach as well. Final minutes with Greg before he gets to work, starting to help prepare the Matinair on Air program with Jane Matinair. And how's that? I want to ask you this, You came from a different realm.
Yeah.
I remember when you first came on board at Civic Media. How long ago was that?
So I entered the Civic Media Cinematic Universe in July of 2022 as a guest host on the long remembered As Goes Wisconsin. And then I became an official employee with Civic Media in this time 2 years ago.
And you knew Kristen, right? That's correct. How you got in here?
Yep.
Did you have any idea that this would turn into what it's turned into?
Not one bit. I thought maybe I'll come on the radio and I'll do some wackety schmackety, say some dumb funny things. And then as I got more acclimated into this community, I started to realize what the mission was and what was being said and done from the various hosts and on the various shows. And I wanted to become a part of it. And when opportunity arose, I sought it. And if you would have told me like a couple of years ago, yeah, you'd be on the radio like every day, I'd be like, why? Why am I on the radio every day? That doesn't make sense. But I'm very, very appreciative of what I have here and who I've gotten to know, and for everything we're doing here at Civic Media. So it's just a real great opportunity. And it's something that you were saying before earlier, I think in the last hour, about, you know, your mom having a job that she didn't like, and it was a slog and it was tough, and you got to do what you love. And I've said it so many times, like, you know, I come in on Monday morning and Monday can feel like, oh God, wasn't the weekend was just here. And before I know it, it's Friday. Friday comes so fast for me with this place. And that to me says for myself that I really love what I do. So yeah, it's a great place.
No, and I feel the same. I got very fortunate because I was at XCO before Civic Media bought it, and I've been at XCO for a very long time, and I was very fortunate that it's a company that I could put my arms around, you know, and they were able to put their arms around me as well. We had the initial discussions, and for something like what we do, you have to believe in the mission.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you just can't do it. And I believe in what Sage and everybody down the line believes in it, and very, very fortunate to be part of it as well. So again, I just found it, you know, your story here, because I do remember when you first came on with Kristen and Jane on As Goes Wisconsin, it's like, yep, brought in this friend who's works in the comedy world, and all of a sudden you're not just doing one show, you're doing two shows, and it's a very interesting and amazing story, and I kind of touched on it with Dr. Lyerly as well, because I mean her career arc has been one that's very interesting as well. Life, you never know where that next turn is going
to
take
but you got to be funny. And you have to be open to them as well, and you have to be I don't want to say I'm courageous. But there's a lot of people out there who say, well, I have this job. It's a good job, and I can't do this because I have this. It's like, well, you can try it if it makes you happy. And I think that's something that COVID really taught people is, you know, they were in jobs they just did not like. So like, I got to get out of this and try something else. And they found their voice and they found their passion. And, you know, some people have made a lot of money off of it. Some people have just found their happiness. But either way, it's like, if those opportunities are presented, you can't, it easier said than done, I know, but to say, what if I try this and what if I find some real happiness in it? So yeah, it's great.
Hey, for people, you want to try something? You want to try to win.
Whoa.
There it
is.
Talk about the master of the segue here. Yeah. You want to try something new. Hey, let's try to win with Free Ticket Friday. And then it's the start today. This is the first Free Ticket Friday with Civic Media, and a chance to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets, a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. And this week, it's for next Friday night's game at American Family Field against the Minnesota Twins. Real simple. All you have to do is open up your Civic Media app, open up the station you're tuned into, hit the text button, and then put in the keyword. And we'll be talking about this keyword throughout the show. And today, it is RUN. Real simple. Open it up. Three letters. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put your name down or anything. We'll find you.
Yeah.
And to put RUN. And every Friday during the course of the summer, except when we have our another special text to win contest. So you'll be winning no matter what every week here during the summer with Civic Media. So run and run to your phone if it's not right next to you and open it up, Civic Media app. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app, so simple to get. Just open up your app store and search Civic Media. It's free. It will always be free. It's a great piece of technology. Mm-hmm. And really take advantage of that. And real fast as well, take advantage of it, because you can get programming around the state. And I wanted to mention real fast, high school sports. And we have three games on the Civic Media Network. I will be doing a game later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Wausau West baseball against Medford, starting at 4:50 on 98.9 WXCO and online and on the app. But also want to mention some of our colleagues. Richland Center baseball coming up on WRCO later today at 4:45 at River Valley. And I know that they cover local sports exceptionally well. And in Wisconsin Rapids on WIRI, the sister station of WFHR, they have softball with Port Edwards and Nakusa at 4:20. So again, you can get softball, you can get the best talk programming on the weekends, you get great music with Max Inc. I mean, it's all here, and one way to make sure you never miss anything is with that Civic Media app. Well, Greg, again, a quick reminder, what's happening on Matinere on Air when you get back with us in just over an hour?
We got Will Sue at 9:30 this morning. He's a ginseng farmer talking about the tariffs and their impact on farmers as well as small businesses. And then at 10 o'clock in the second hour, we got political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joining us to break down all the news, to recombobulate the news, I should say, in the second hour. But yeah, join us. We are going to be on from 9 to 11. Can't wait to see you all back here, because you're going to stick around for the third hour of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Sam Davison will join us. We'll be talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, also Brittany Merloa, and Mike Clement. So we got a lot coming up in the next hour. Hey, have a great weekend. Greg, thanks for your help.
Thank you, sir.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.